Well, good morning, everybody. A special welcome to Jonah and your family, Jonah. So happy to have you here and to celebrate your entrance into Jesus today. This gospel begins with Jesus saying, "Who do people say that I am?" So forth. But then he goes, "Who do you, singular, you singular, who do you say that I am?" And that Jesus wants this beautiful personal relationship with each one of us that is nurtured and sustained by the sacraments. Today, Jonah, you receive your very first sacrament, and it is a very holy occasion. The fact that you enter into Jesus, who is the resurrection, who is the life, and what a miracle is that. There's an old image that the early saints used to describe this question in our second reading from St. James about faith and works. People have been talking about this. Is it faith that saves us? Is it works that saves us? And the Catholic answer is that it is both, and that you have to have authentic faith if you're going to have works, and that it is the faith that saves us, but the fruits are kind of evidence of that. And the image that the saints in the early church, the first several hundred years, used was that of the human soul as a tree. And the roots of the tree, which you cannot see and are invisible and yet mightily powerful, that's the faith. You can't see faith. It's invisible, but it is so powerful. And without the faith, the tree doesn't have life. The soul has no life. And so the roots, the invisible roots, the powerful roots, that's the faith. The fruits are the works. And as long as you have a really good root system, a really good, strong root system that is properly cared for and has the right kind of soil and that is networked properly, then your works are just going to naturally follow. It's the most beautiful thing. And so it's kind of a good thing for us, like a little self-assessment sometimes, maybe even every day at nighttime before we go to bed, to say, what are my works from today? You know, what good words did I say to people? How did I encourage someone today? What spiritual or corporal works of mercy did I carry out today? Did I do prayer time today? Did I do a holy hour? Did I volunteer in some fashion? Where are my fruits? What are the fruits? And if we have a hard time thinking of the fruit, then that means there's probably a problem with the root system. It needs watered, it needs strengthened, it needs cared for better. This book here, which just showed up by God's grace into the office one day, it was 85 cents when it was printed, and somebody asked for it after Mass last night, and you Google it, it costs $300 now. So it's not in print anymore. It is called Sorrow Built a Bridge, and it is about Mother Alphonsa. Mother Alphonsa is the daughter of Nathaniel Hawthorne, who wrote many famous books, but particularly most famous, probably The Scarlet Letter. And Mother Alphonsa was named Rose as a little girl. And she was not, their family was not Catholic. There was some faith, not a lot, some. And she describes herself, this is not an autobiography, it's a book about her by a woman named Catherine Burton. Fantastic. And it's all about how, like, she describes herself as like a tree that whose roots were like, kind of like all going up in the air. Like she wasn't planted. And then when she became a Catholic, which, by the way, RCIA starts tomorrow, but when she became a Catholic, she said, finally, I have something to sink my roots into. I have the sacramental life of the church. I have the Eucharist. I have the communion of the saints. I have this rich, 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 endless, endless deposit of faith that I can be planted in. And she said, I just like, and she describes like this, the woman talking about her says, she was happy. This is talking about after her conversion to the Catholic faith. She was happy. Anyone could see it. Behind her lay loss and defeat, years of brave effort that seemed to have accomplished nothing. But now she was planted firmly on the rock of Peter. And that she's finally planted. And all, like she had been trying to produce fruits her whole life. And she says, "What? It didn't happen. Like, I was trying. But when I planted myself in Jesus, when I planted myself in Jesus, in his church, all of a sudden, like, these works were just coming out. These fruits were just coming out of her." And a piece that I'd like to highlight in this book is, it's called Sorrow Built a Bridge. I've been reflecting on how Jesus is talking about the cross here. And he says, if you want to be my disciple, you have to take up your cross. Today is the 15th of September, the Sorrows of Mary. There is sorrows, there's suffering, there's the cross. But maybe you've noticed some people in your life, maybe you know some people in your life who have suffered a lot and yet are the most compassionate, loving people you've ever met in your life. Jesus, look at how much Jesus suffered. And yet no one loved better than him. John Paul II said there's no such thing as love without the cross. It doesn't work that way. And the reason that this book is called Sorrow Built a Bridge is because this woman suffered mightily. She suffered mightily in her life. There were things in her childhood that I'm not going to... But when she got married and lived in a very difficult marriage... Alcoholism came to trouble things, and she actually separated from her husband with the sanction, the blessing of the church, because of how bad things got. They had only one child. They wanted a big family, you know, and they only had one. And he was 4 years old when he died. This woman suffered mightily. But do you know what she did with that suffering? She, with her cross, she allowed it to transform her into the very charity of Jesus. And it's called Sorrow Built a Bridge because she became a nun. And her order is called under the Dominican umbrella, but it still exists today. Servants of Relief for Incurable Cancer. Because in the late 1800s when she lived, people thought that cancer was contagious. And so they would put people, especially the poor cancer patients, onto an island. And Mother Alfonso looked at this and she says, these people have human dignity and they're just being thrown out there to die. And so she went out there. Her sorrow, her sufferings, her cross that she bore in her life became this bridge, like, that went to this island. And she extended the very charity of the mercy, the love of God, to people as they were, and ministered to them in their last hours on earth, in their last days and months on earth. Our sorrows, our sufferings, our crosses, that can be, when we're rooted in the passion of Jesus, our sufferings can be so fruitful and so life-giving. And that's why suffering for us Catholics, when we unite our suffering to Jesus, suffering is a sacred thing for us. It's a holy thing for us because it doesn't turn us inward, it turns us outward. And then we are rooted in the passion of Jesus and the fruits that come from this. This is how you could take a woman who suffered this much, and yet it is said that when you looked at her face, you saw the very charity of Jesus, and that we can allow our sorrows to do the same thing. In the sorrows and the joys of life, we do what Jesus says here. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. And what does that mean? It means that we live in a culture right now, just as probably in those days, people want to preserve their bodily life as long as they can. They want to look 30 for as long as they possibly can, you know? And they want to preserve their life, but Jesus is going, if you do that, you're going to lose your life. But what I want to invite you to, says Jesus, is I want you to spend your life, to give your life, to pour out your life. And in doing that, you will find it. Here and hereafter, and it will abound with so much fruit enough that you will even be able to feed the world. That's the call of the Christian. It's the call of the Catholic. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.